Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's August 23rd, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com and, of course, awakeningplus.com. Welcoming all of you to our weekly New Earth Support Team call. There's going to be a change tonight. I just surveyed the membership and asked for feedback on a number of things. And one of the things I said is, we wish you would talk a little bit less during this event. And so I'm going to. It'll be a little experiment tonight, so I'll be experimenting with less description during the time when Spirit is working. And then at the end, I would love to get right instant feedback. How did you feel like it went with less narration from me and more just silent space to have you experience whatever you experience? So we'll give that a try and see what happens. I want to make sure that we are set up technically like we need to be. Just a sec. There we go. All right. So I always assume there's at least one new person, so I try to give a little overview of what we do here. We come to support the rising Aquarian age on planet Earth, or the fifth dimension, or whatever you want to call it, coming in. And we do that by offering ourselves as basically conduits or surrogates for the work that the collective needs. The way this event will go is after my little intro, I'm sitting in front of a shamanic mesa, which is an altar on the floor. And I'm going to call the directions. I'm going to call in a bunch of great allies. You may not recognize them all, but they're all beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. Then we'll seal our sacred container. So we're doing good, safe work. Then I'll invite you into embodied awakening. I'll do a quick little invocation for that. And then we'll relax and let the divine make use of us. And again, my conscious intent is to speak less, and we'll see how that goes. And during that process, you may experience yourself healing, awakening, inner experiences. The idea is each of us who's here is having experiences that are then magnified and sent to many other beings on planet Earth. So that's why we're acting as surrogates for them. Whatever healing or awakening we get is amplified and shared with them. At least that's how it's worked for a while now. It could be different anytime, but that's the current trend. All right. So what I can guarantee is you'll only have the experience that serves highest good. I've never had anyone on any of our processes ever complain that it was too much or too overwhelming or anything like that. All right. So I do make two requests always as we begin an Awakening Plus process. The first is please do only this. I do request no multitasking. The reason is you're affecting everybody. Not only will you affect your experience, but the quality of your attention that you hold as you do this will radiate out not only to people in the real time that you're doing it, but even if you're on like the recording afterward, which the energy you're contributing will move forward, backward, and in current time, beyond time and space. So that's why I do request respectfully that you do only this if you're doing this. And this usually less than an hour. So it's not a massive time commitment. If you need to leave during the process, after we've opened sacred space, I do request that you just say to the allies who are here, just ease me out of the container, please. They will gently remove you and you'll be able to leave early without disrupting the container. So those are my usual requests. All right, so let's dive in. I invite you now to close your eyes. Become aware of your body. Become aware of your physical body overall. And if you have awareness of your energetic body, that subtle energy in and or around you, notice that too. And you're not changing anything. You're just noticing where you're starting from. And just make a sort of a somatic bookmark there. Say, okay, this is how it feels right now. Don't get all mental with it. Just notice experientially the state you're in now. And we may compare to that a little later. I'm going to yawn. All right. So now, as I call the directions and call the allies, my invitation is if you feel energetics moving within you, just your witnessing of that is where to put your attention, just passively noticing what's happening on its own. If you don't have that inner awareness, then just feel your breath coming and going on its own, no breath control, and just feel that happening the best you can. Other things may be happening as well, but just keep gently returning your attention to just the somatic experience of the energy moving in your body or the breath coming and going. So here we go. Pachamama Namakia Wirakocha Inti Inti. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening with serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call spirit songs higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. We call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's a good container. Now I'm going to lead you through embodied awakening. Just a tiny bit of explanation on the front end. What we do here is we invite our higher self into our human self to merge. It's a metaphor kind of like a car. Your ego slides to the passenger seat and your higher self drives. If your ego doesn't care for the divine's driving, it can slide right back over and take the wheel again. Your higher self will step out with no fuss, and the ego is instantly back in control if it wants to be. So So your ego can do this comfortably with no risk. Whatever it does is instantly reversible if it likes that. That's just a comfort. The ego hasn't done this yet. Once you've done it, you realize you much prefer the divine driving. The benefits of embodied awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much mentally, you know what to do intuitively more. And there's more bliss. So if all that sounds good, let's try that on. Also, you'll only get as much awakening as you're ready for, just exactly the right amount. So I invite you now, in a moment, you're going to repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. You'll be speaking to your own higher self. Let's begin that repetition now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Release the words, and now just relax into feeling energy moving in your body if you can. If you don't have that subtle awareness, then just feel the breaths coming and going on their own, no breath control. Based on having led this kind of stuff for 11 years, here's what seems to work best for most people. I recommend you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just relax, feel energy moving, or feel the breath on its own. And just let everything else go. Should you become distracted, which means your attention is anywhere other than feeling energy move or breath, let the distractions be. Don't fight them. Don't try to change them. Let them be as they are with no resistance. But do treat those distractions like uninvited guests. You don't have to give them any further attention. So you gently relax back into feeling energy or feeling breath. And after you do that, if the distraction is still there in the background, that's okay. Just let it do its thing. But remember, it's not you. For our purposes here, it's an uninvited guest. And you just keep returning your attention to your focus, your energy awareness, or your breath. If you fight that distraction, it will get stronger. So just let it do what it does and just relax back into your focus. And sometimes that distraction will just fade right out. Without your attention on it, it has nothing to maintain it. So just relax and be with your focus. If you wish, you can fine-tune this process by learning how little effort is needed even to feel energy or breath. So for a moment, I invite you to drop to no effort at all. Just be for a moment. If at zero effort, you still have awareness of energy or breath, then hang out at zero. If you've lost that awareness at zero, then add back barely enough effort to regain that awareness. The idea is to use the least effort possible to hold the awareness you want. I can feel that some of us are already in embodied awakening. I am fortunately able to feel the overall vibe from not just the people on the live call, but also those who do this on the recording afterward. So Since some are already in embodied awakening, they're going to hang out there, just relax into it. And it'll make it easier for the rest of us to get there. The way you know you've hit embodied awakening is because four things are all true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotions. It's effortless and it's peaceful. While that's going on, you're in embodied awakening. If it feels getting stronger, it's feeling really nice. We're so blessed to have a lot of people who attend this event regularly, and they create a beautiful core team that supports everyone else who comes. Everyone is welcome, of course. Big gratitude to all of you, stalwarts and newcomers. Let us relax, let the awakening come to you. In this style of work, your passivity at the human level is what opens the door for the divine to come. Try to help, it'll slow things down. No helping beyond holding simple awareness of energy or breath. Your ego cannot force the awakening, it can only receive it as a gift. The gift is more easily received with an open hand, a relaxed hand. All right, I believe our process has begun. So once again, I'm saying this as much to remind myself as anything, but I'm going to talk less. I may speak from time to time, but I'm going to try to keep it pretty brief. The idea being here that many people are going to have unique experiences that don't match mine. The basics I will tell you is during this process, we are going to be conduits, surrogates for the great collective. In fact, let me just state that to our divine allies. Allies, we come to serve. We are here to, in whatever way serves highest good of all, including us, to serve the great global awakening, the incoming Aquarian age, whatever you want to call it. We come with that service in mind. And in whatever way we can help that, we're happy to do it. We do request that whatever is done serves our highest good as well as the highest good of all those affected by what happens here. Thank you. So your experiences, humans, may include states of bliss, ecstasy, higher consciousness. You may feel challenging energy as heavy energies are processed through your body. They might be yours. They might be from the collective. Might be both. You may have all sorts of interesting experiences. If I get a very clear prompt from the divine, I'll speak. Otherwise, I'll stay silent. So just relax. Go with it. And I'll definitely let you know when we're wrapping up, and I'll do a formal closing, after which people who need to can go, and those who wish can hang out and do Q&A and feedback. So my less talky intervention, facilitation rather, begins now. Oh, I'm sorry, one more thing that I need to really emphasize. The more passive you are, the better this works. You are not making anything happen here. You're not deliberately sending or doing anything. Your job now is to be available, to be of use to these beautiful divine allies. Just relax the best you can. Just feel energy moving within you or feel your breath. And you may have all sorts of experiences that are all great, but just really stay passive, stay open, let yourself be used. And that, in the style of work we do, tends to work best. So now I'll see if I can start talking less. If you're feeling heavy energy coming through you, just relax, let it flush through, let the divine take care of everything. Just be the pipeline it's flowing through. If you're feeling strong divine light now, just relax and let it soak into you. There's now a blended field of divine consciousness that some of us are in. In that realm, you just exist and things, if anything happens there, it happens on its own. So that realm is just a being realm. Enjoy that if you're aware of it. If not, just continue resting in whatever experience you're having. At some point, you may feel more like a spiritual being than a physical one. Just relax and enjoy that experience if you're having it. The recommendation is to remain very passive. Allow the divine energy to do everything through you. receiving more heavy energy coming through our field. Just once again, relax, be passive, allow it to move through on its own if you're experiencing that. Remain passive and simply allow the process to keep running, whatever it may be. There's quite a bit of high celestial energy in the field now. Just relax and open to that. And it'll give you as much of this high frequency consciousness as you're open to receiving for highest good. Or to put it more simply, just relax, open up, and you'll get exactly the right amount. It feels like we're settling back into our bodies now. Just relax, and you may be noticing that the sweet high frequency energy we've been working with is now saturating your body. Just remain passive and allow that to just integrate into you and just the right amount that serves highest good. Yeah, I think we're pretty solid in our bodies now. Just take a moment and feel your experience. See if your experience of your physical body is quite different now than when we started. Remember, we checked in there at the first and got a baseline. How does it feel now? Mine feels much more electric and tingly and full of subtle energy. All righty. So I'm going to close the sacred container and say a word or two, and then we'll open it up for feedback. Pachamamakia, Wirakocha, Inti. Elias, thank you so much for this beautiful experience. Thanks for letting us be of service and receiving benefit as we serve. As we close, Elias, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this live or on the recording, please remain with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. I request, allies, that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? All right, the container is closed. If you are not a member of Awakening Plus, you're invited to check out our $1 for 30-day trial. You get full membership, all privileges that all paid members get, and you can check out our 350-plus archived events, all of which are as potent as the live ones. Check out our two courses. One is a 16-part Invocation Masterclass. There's also a new self-guided internal family systems therapy course, all kinds of other goodies as well. So check that out at awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. And you can work with me privately as well. Go to astroshaman.com. And I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. You can learn all about that again at astroshaman.com. Okay, and that's our announcements. And we'll open it up for feedback. Let me allow unmuting. And as I said at the top, very interested in your experience of the new trial modality. Love to know what you thought about the, let me try that again. I hit the wrong thing here. Okay, now everyone can unmute themselves, or you can type in the chat window, whatever you prefer. I would, of course, love any questions, feedback, et cetera. And again, especially on your response to my new approach of speaking a lot less than I normally do. The floor is open.
Hello, Benjamin.
Hey, how are you, Joanne?
Great. I have to say this was the most peaceful, amazing, and deep. I really got deep tonight, I believe. And I really liked the heavy energy was just flowing. And then we'd have a very high energy come in. I mean, I'm still in it, really, I like the less talking for me, myself personally. Yeah. I'm still very, very in the high energies, and it all flowed really well. And thank you so much. I liked it very much. Thank you so much.
Very I really appreciate the feedback, Joanne. Thank you.
Okay.
There's some typing going on. Let me catch up with that. By the way, if you're on the phone, you can unmute by hitting star six. All right, so Paula typed, I'm going to go because I get blissed out and I like to enjoy it. My experience seems to coincide with yours. At the heavy energy, for example, I felt it coming out of my hands before you said something. And Jeannie, hi. Or is it
Jeannie? Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. This was also for me so profound. I'm still in it too, you can probably tell. And I just came from a very open but also challenging experience. I was away at a wedding. The whole family is ultra-Orthodox Jewish. And I've always had difficulty accepting their experience of the divine, especially one particular person. And when I was in this thing that we did tonight, the person who I have the most difficulty with appeared, and she looked radiant, and she gave me a kiss. It's really beautiful.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for sharing that.
I know it's supposed to be more less personal stuff, but personal stuff came up for me in this.
Well, in this work, the personal stuff gets amplified down to the collective, and somehow the collective will have some kind of related experience that will help them in their own awakening or healing that'll kind of boost the whole Aquarian age. So it's a both and.
Okay, thank you.
If you're having a personal experience, I truly believe it's going to serve the collective somehow. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. So I'll go ahead and mute you back, Jeannie, if you're done.
Oh, yeah, please mute me.
All right, so let's see. Let me see who else typed. Jeannie typed, beautiful energy all the way through. I liked less talking, but the talking you did was great. I need a little to keep me focused most times. Good. Then Anjali typed, always interesting how different the flow feels different days using the same invocations. I was struggling and clearing known energy for myself and others, and suddenly all the struggle just lifted off, and I feel so calm and strong within tonight. Wow, that's fabulous. Then Deanna typed, or Dina, thank you, Benjamin. I was back to my normal routine this evening. I felt many sensations of bees or mosquito biting, lots of leg movements and body jerking. I was taken out of it for most of the experience, so I cannot say I noticed any difference in the talking since I was out for most of it. Sweet, thank you. Then Paula again typed, I don't mind your talking, especially at the beginning, because your voice is very soothing, though sometimes when there hasn't been anything said in a while, it can be a little abrupt. I can go either way. Was nice tonight. Thanks, Paula. Then Brian, hang on, let me scroll this down a little bit. Very grateful for all you amazing souls, wonderful energy. Thank you, infinite blessings. Dina types, that is so beautiful, Jeannie. I am so glad you had that experience. And Patricia, a lot of chat, it's wonderful. So Patricia types, really nice. So glad I was able to join you tonight. Been down in Gilroy helping my daughter care for her newborn the past few weeks. So I've not been able to do it live and doing the recordings, but love the live experience too, a lot. Thanks everyone, hugs. And wow, Soul Dancer types, in the beginning, such an intense beaming of light into my head, which felt too small for it. I had to open my mouth wide and felt it saturating my teeth and gums and flowing out of my mouth. I feel all tingly at the end. What a lovely soft energy, was swamped at the end by an intense feeling of gratitude. Wonderful. Thanks so much. sounds like this quieter stuff is working. Risa types, Dina, I had a time settling down, had a bunch of new mosquito bites from a few minutes before we began. But when Dina has the experiences of the mosquitoes, it's like they're virtual. These are energetic phenomena she's describing. Laura typed, I enjoyed tonight as always. I find your talking helps bring me back sometimes and helps reaffirm the energy I'm feeling. No matter how hard I try, I still always drift off. So your talking helps bring me back. I enjoyed your tone tonight. I felt very calming and soothing. And then Jean types, I did not mention that the less talking worked well for me. And Laurie says, thanks for all you do, Benjamin. Namaste. Cool. So it looks like this worked well. And then Dina types, I try to embrace the mosquito healing, but it's challenging at times as mosquitoes can be. Indeed. It's kind of funny when Spirit Song and I go out on the back porch, sometimes I'll be fine. And she'll say, oh, I'm getting bit by the mosquitoes and I don't feel a thing. But she's a very sweet, attractive being. And I guess she draws them more than I do. Okay, so awesome feedback so far. And if anyone else has anything they'd like to share, whether you want to type it or unmute and speak, it's all welcome.
Hi, Benjamin.
Dina.
I just would like to acknowledge Jean or Jeannie. Your description was really beautiful and how you said that you sometimes have a challenge with, I don't remember your words exactly, but if it was that expression or experience of God or of the divine. And I really wanted to acknowledge that your experience and your family's experience are both valid, and that came through in your words. You know, they may be very different, but it was, I mean, I felt like if this person came to you this evening, it was an acknowledgement that it's all the same energy. It's just a different expression. And we may not always understand the other person's expression of it, but it's still the same energy. So it was really beautiful, and I'm glad that you shared that. So thank you.
Thank you for those beautiful thoughts, Dina. Soul Dancer typed, I actually prefer your talking during the process as the energy changes, because it helps me identify the different types of energy as we travel through it. And then Jeannie typed, often when you do the setting up the container, your voice is cutting out. Ooh, sorry to hear that. When you say Pachamama, et cetera. I'd be curious, is it only when because I sing those words, is it when the singing happens? I guess not, it just happened again, okay. Some with the Zoom settings. I mean, I have Zoom set up as best I can. And I apologize if there's any audio weirdness. So if anyone has a technical tip on anything I might be doing differently, I'm really, I'm maintaining my distance from the mics. Jeannie was wondering if I was moving away from it, but I've actually got a boundary microphone hooked in that is supposed to pick up the sound from any direction, and it's not really sensitive to directionality. It's an omnidirectional mic, so it should pick up wherever I'm coming from. So yeah, sometimes Zoom is weird. But again, if anyone has a particular tip, then it's something I don't know about, I'd be happy to know it.
I think you're missing the chat. It's making me chuckle.
Missing the chat?
And Jeannie's answer is, oh, it must be their way of being.
Yeah.
So yeah, and she's right. It only happens in particular words, and it happens almost every time.
Huh, weird. So
yeah, it's kind of fascinating.
Okay, interesting. Okay, any other feedback, questions, comments, anything at all? So Carmen just typed, I actually prefer your talking also, as it keeps me focused and keeps away the mental chatter. I was away for a bit, so missed the survey. Risa typed in settings, allow background noises. Okay, I didn't know about that. I'll try that. Maybe that'll help. Yeah, my sense here is that, and the reason I tried less talking is when I asked the question at the end of the survey, what's one thing you would change about Awakening Plus? Probably maybe four people all said, we wish you would talk less during the events. Because I'm describing one thing, they're having a different experience, and it kind of makes it difficult for them to settle into the experience. So of all the, on that one open question, that was the more consistent piece of feedback that came in. So I wanted to play with talking a bit less. And obviously there's people who prefer more talking, which is why I was doing more of it. I'd gotten feedback prior to that, that people saying, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I start having an experience and you're immediately talking about exactly the shift I felt. And a lot of people really enjoyed that confirmation of their experience. But I may have gone too far that way. So I may have to put out another quick survey saying, do you want more or less talking during the, the events? And just see what the consensus is of the group. And then Risa typed, I liked a bit of silence, alternating more talking at times is okay. And then Jean says, maybe alternate weeks, more and less talking. We'll see. I don't have a 100% clear path forward on that right now, but I'll relax and I'm sure guidance will come. All right, anything else before we wrap it up, folks?
Just another comment. Through stuff that I've done over the years, and with you, I've been on similar calls to these since you started with this, so 10 years on and off, back when you were doing the Tuesday nights, you know, well, 10 years ago, 8 years ago.
Wow.
And there were times where I felt the same way, that there was way too much talking and it was distracting and I turned everything down. And now I find that either I'm taken out of it or I can easily tune out what I don't need at the moment. Mm-hmm. So, it, you know, how much talking you do or how much we receive it or how we receive it could really be individual to where we're at in any given moment.
Okay.
And I don't know that it'll be, you know, that there's any really strong right way or wrong way. I feel like it just goes with the flow, and sometimes it meshes well and sometimes it doesn't.
Okay, thank you.
We always get what we need.
Yeah, that suggests an approach of not having a rigid way of doing it, but just being in flow. Actually, it correlates to when I was doing my internal family systems therapy online training recently.
Mm-hmm.
One comment I got from the facilitator as I was doing my practice rounds, he says, Benjamin, you're really directing their process quite strongly. Why don't you just relax and leave more space for them? And I tried that and discovered there was a place to be less directive in a session. But once I found I was able to do that, then I was able to be flexible. And there were times when I'm directing someone through an IFS process and I need to be really writing it right on top and moving them very efficiently through the stages. And there's other times when it's more appropriate now to just lay back and leave open space. It's I'm having another remembrance too. Years ago, when I was a professional singer-songwriter, I was at a week here at the Swannanoa Gathering here in Asheville, North Carolina. And I was taking a guitar class and learned something that was amazing to me. Before that, I'd been like a classically trained guitarist, and I was always doing either strumming or really six string arpeggios and things like that. And the person said, you know, sometimes maybe you only need to pluck one or two strings.
Yeah.
That had never occurred to me. And like, And then I wrote a song soon after that that was very minimal, only used a couple of strings most of the time. And that minimal plucking had a very powerful effect for that particular song. So in the same way, maybe instead of putting out an absolute rule on how much to talk, again, know that there might be a place in a given call for more or less, and to relax and just let spirit guide that. And that's what I'm feeling at this moment as I've kind of worked through it with y'all's feedback. Thank you.
Yeah. I also was in a group one time where we were around a campfire and we were quite spread out. We were a large group with lots of distance between us. And we were all working on the same, you know, we were blending thoughts and ideas and just playing with blending energy. And it was a struggle. And I said, well, can we move in closer? Can we tighten our circle? Mm-hmm. And the woman leading the group said, no, this is just fine. We don't need to tighten the circle. And I was annoyed with her because I needed the circle tightened. Mm-hmm. But where I'm at today, I wouldn't need it tightened. It was an energy thing, and I was not at a place where I could work with it if the circle was out wider or it needed to be in closer so I could feel it. Right. And I'm at a different place today. So now I would be able to work with it either way. Mm. So it really, I think we all as receivers and, you know, co-creating, I think it changes all the time for us.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, I'm motivated by, you know, just wanting to do the very best job for you guys I can and, you know, be the best facilitator I can be. So that's one reason I'm always, whether this or anything else about Awakening Plus, I sometimes put out surveys and get feedback from the members and just want to know how can I do better for you guys.
Yeah, well, thank you for that, because it does allow us to, you know, help co-create this space.
Yeah.
More than one way. So thank you.
Yeah, that's the way of the Aquarian Age. It's not just a one-man band. It's like everyone come together and all co-creating as much as possible. Right. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Last call for any feedback, questions, anything at all before we wrap it up, guys? Okay. Well, I'm feeling really great. I've got a really buzzy head. So the less talking worked well for me. And we'll just see how it plays in future calls. So grateful for y'all's feedback. And Jeannie typed, lovely evening, everyone. I hope you did well in the weather, Benjamin. Yeah, we got some rain here in Nashville, North Carolina, but it was not as bad as a lot of the country got. So we're good. Thank you. All right. So grateful that you all show up again. There's a lot of places you could be, and the fact that you've chosen to spend some time here doing this process, I'm so profoundly grateful to each and every one of you. Thank you so much. That's whether you're live or on the recording. So thanks for joining us, and I wish you infinite blessings. Good night.